We continue just with two more halachot in the laws of Borer. One question was, which is very common, you have the yogurt, and sometimes on the yogurt there's like water. So you want to pour out the water from the yogurt in order to eat it. Now seemingly the water is pesolet. You don't want that water that's floating on top. And therefore you're separating the pesolet from the ochel. So is this permissible or not? Well, first of all, it's not so simple when you're making that gesture with your hand. What exactly is being separated from what? Because you could look at it both ways. On one end you could say, well, what's pouring out is what's being separated. So you're separating the psolet from the ochel, which is problematic. Or I could say, what's remaining in your hand is the item that's being separated. And therefore I could say it's ochel from psolet. And that's really the way Hakam ben Sion in the Sefer understands how, when you're being borer in such a case, is that what's remaining in your hand is considered the ochel. So first of all, we can give a leniency because it's ochel metok psolet, so long as you're eating it right away. Secondly, Hakam Avadia writes that the water and the yogurt are not mixed. Again, the water is just on top. It's not considered me'uravim. And that's what he writes in Hazor Avadia, in Chedek Dalit, on page Resh Kaftet, in the Tziyunim. Giviyesh shemena chamenet velevam shenetstaber behem mayim, that there's water on top. Vetzafin alehem nireesh shemutal lishpoch et hamayim hachutza velechol hashamenet v'aleben le'altar v'hem bazeh mishum benera ki en hamayim me'uravim im hashamenet ela tzafim alehem v'hay le'odeh ka'eh v'hay le'odeh ka'eh. He looks at it as each one is separate, it's not mixed, and therefore it'll be mutar. Similarly, in the next paragraph, he discusses a case that happens a lot. You have a can of olives, so you want to pour out the water from the olives, or you have a can of pickles or things like this, so you want to pour out the water. So it works with the same logic. First of all, could be what's remaining in your hand is the ochel, and therefore you're separating ochel from solid. There's some rabbis that learn like that. And anyway, he wants to say that the water's on top, that's like considered mixed up, and therefore you're pouring it out. And therefore he writes, "Bedin kufsaot shemurim shel zetim omen afefonim hamotzim." Although he brings from the Shemirat Shabbat kelchetah that says you should not pour out the water, he comes along and says that based on what he said above, yesh makom la'akel bazeh v'hay l'chodeh ka'eh v'hay l'chodeh ka'eh. And he says that was brought also in Yalkut Yosef in the laws of Borer. And then Shemirat Shabbat Kelcheta, he writes, when he came out with the new volume that came out in the year Tafshin Ayin, just 3 years ago, it seems they revised it, Chazar bo. It seems the Shemirat Shabbat made a retraction. וכתב שמותר לשפוך המים מתוך שמונה מלפפונים. הדר הוא לכל חסידיו. He took a retract, and therefore, according to most of the poskim, those two cases would be permissible.